In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
NCC's chairman, Larry McClendon, is in Geneva, has been for the week, accompanied by NCC President Mark Lang, as well as our general counsel, Bill Gillen. So they've been there to offer feedback, to continue to monitor the negotiations, and just kind of keep abreast of both where the negotiations are going in ag in general, as well as how they might impact cotton.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
We know that there have been pushes, particularly by some of the West African countries, to try to call for additional concessions in cotton. Continues to be a focus right now, although I think there's still a lot of the focus on some bigger issues, some broader issues, both in agriculture as well as industrial products that need to be resolved. But we know cotton is always there as well, and it may get some attention at some point.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
When we talk about that for cotton, clearly one of the market access issues that we still face is in China. They are the largest importer of U.S. cotton. They still impose tariffs on a sliding scale basis, as well as still impose quotas that are oftentimes less than transparent. So I think from a market access standpoint, as we look at any potential agreement, we've got to talk about China being an active participant and opening up their markets to cotton.